another terror attack, another nation reeling. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This has been noted as one of the worst strikes Iran has seen in the last few years, but there's an undercurrent of hope. And then stay tuned to learn about the plight facing India's poorest girls and the difference a buck or two can make. But let's tackle our first story. Iran is reeling from ISIS-inspired twin terror attacks this week, even as the nation mourns. A ministry announced its plans to share hope that passes understanding. Sat 7 Pars Paniatos Keenan.
It was a big dream for us to broadcast through a satellite called Yahsat. Now, Yahsat covers the whole of Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. For the time being, we have been broadcasting through a satellite called Hotbird, but Hotbird could not cover the whole of Iran. It covered, let's say, maybe half of Iran.
And the timing couldn't be better. People are searching for hope and they're responding to the message of Christ, but it's not risk-free. Christians are constantly monitored in Iran and can face extreme persecution for following Christ.
For them, it's a whole mission to get out of their house, to hide, to test people, to go to underground churches, to live very late at night, to go back home. So they're risking their own life and they're risking the family's lives.
Can you come alongside these believers in prayer? Although they're under relentless pressure, pray wisdom and boldness for them as they walk with Christ. There's more at missionnews.org. Next, changes are coming in Turkey's government, but what does that mean for local believers? Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says tension is thick for believers as presidential power shifts.
Prayer is the most powerful thing that we can be doing. Praying for justice, praying that God would be changing the hearts of the people who are involved in this situation, who are clamping down on the freedoms and the rights of people there.
The imprisonment of American pastor Andrew Brunson is one example of the charges that some believers are already facing. Windsor says many accusations use the same kind of terminology used for armed terrorist groups to refer to Christians.
They're not currently the focus of these purges, but I think there is a fear that this will eventually be focused on them as well.
And though it's easy to feel helpless, Windsor says the best way to support indigenous believers is through prayer.
There have been undertones of accusations against Christians and against the church, suggesting again ludicrously that the church is in some way in league with Fethullah Gulen, this figure who is the center of these accusations and the suggestion that he is at the heart of the coup attempt.
And Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India reports that Sumani, a 16-year-old girl in their children's Bible club, is being pressured by her mother to become a Devadasi, a Hindu religious prostitute who's considered married to a deity. Now, while the practice is outlawed in India, rural areas still tend to have them. Eric Morset with Mission India says becoming a Devadasi is often passed down through generations, and impoverished girls are more at risk.
These girls often come from the lower castes. And their parents have given them to the temples as offerings in order to appease the gods that their family follows.
But in Mission India's children's Bible clubs, kids are in a safe environment where they can get help with schoolwork and participate in studying the Bible.
Our children's Bible clubs do a great job of letting children be children. These children's Bible clubs offer these kids an alternative to not experience the life of a Devadasi, but to experience the forgiveness and the grace and freedom that Christ brings.
Pray for Sumani to be able to stay in the Children's Bible Club and to be protected from the Devadasi lifestyle. Mission India always has a waiting list of kids who want to join their Children's Bible Clubs, and a gift of $30 will allow 30 kids to join one, interact with their peers in a loving Christian environment, and learn more about the true God of the Bible. The links can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray as this ministry distributes God's word in sign language. To download your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.